Once again, people took the streets of Sudan. Thousands rallied in Khartoum, its twin city, Omdurman. And across the Nile River in Khartoum North. Despite security forces closing bridges and main roads and shutting down the internet for nearly 3 weeks, they are demanding a return to the transition process and a civilian-led government. The military takeover 2 weeks ago dissolved the transitional government and arrested senior government officials and political figures from the Forces of Freedom and Change Coalition.
We, the Sudanese people, will not accept a military rule. We don't want any negotiations or compromise. We want civilians only to rule our country.
The civilian groups, including the Forces of Freedom and Change, had called on people to attend the mass protest on Saturday, and people have responded. They are demanding an immediate restoration of the civilian government, the release of the political prisoners, and for the army to commit to the constitutional declaration it signed with civilian leaders in 2019. Unarmed protesters were met with tear gas and live ammunition.
People have been killed. People have been imprisoned and tortured. There's nothing worse than death, and we have seen our brothers being killed in front of us. So we are not going back. The head of the army has to be held accountable.
The political crisis deepened when the head of the army, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, formed a new ruling sovereign council on Thursday. The 14-member council includes army leaders and civilians from across Sudan, but not from the Forces of Freedom and Change.
We can see that in the appointments that have been made in the Sovereign Council. Several of the civilian members who do not represent not just the FFC, the sort of political party body, but any of the revolutionary bodies. So no one from youth groups, no one from anybody who took part in the revolution to unseat Bashir. So what we're seeing is very much a continuation of the old Bashir regime. And it's meant to be representative. It's meant to be, you know, you're meant to have someone from the north, from the center, someone from the east who has yet to be announced. But no one feels that this body actually represents the people of Sudan. And so there's a lot of anger today about just to what extent the military is entrenching its rule at the moment.
Mediation efforts by the United Nations, as well as several other countries, have failed to end Sudan's crisis. Protesters say they will continue to voice their rejection of the army. They have called for similar protests in the coming days, saying they will only stop when civilians are in charge of the government. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.